Lenskart recovers from tepid open to close first day slightly above IPO price. Lenskart's shares closed slightly above the IPO price after a weak start, ending the day at 404.55s, following its 72.8 billion IPO that quickly sold out but sparked valuation debates. The stock opened below the IPO price at 395, dropping to 356.10 before rebounding. Lenskart's vertically integrated model impressed investors, leading to heavy oversubscription with bids 28 times the available shares. The company reported a profit in fiscal year 2025, with revenue up 23% to $66.53 billion and net profit at $2.97 billion. Lenskart sought a valuation of $700 billion, making it one of India's highly valued consumer brands. The company plans to utilize IPO proceeds for expansion, technology, marketing, and potential acquisitions. Lenskart's listing aligns with other Indian startups moving towards public markets amid increasing domestic investor interest. The mysterious math behind the Brazilian butt lift. In the history of gluteal enhancement, Mexico City was a pioneer with silicone implants in 1979. Plastic surgeon Mario Gonzalez Oloa was dubbed the grandfather of buttock augmentation. Ramon Cuenca Guerra continued the legacy in the early 2000s, defining attractive buttocks and defects in a 2004 paper. Cuenca Guerra's work involved the divine proportion and Fibonacci sequence in determining beauty. Plastic surgeon Jose Luis Daza Flores, a third-generation expert, follows these principles in procedures like the Brazilian butt lift. However, the procedure comes with risks, including fatal fat embolisms. Despite the trend for ideal proportions, many surgeons are cautious about recommending implants. Daza Flores emphasizes understanding patients' motivations and avoiding unnecessary surgeries. Ultimately, the quest for beauty through surgery raises questions about societal standards and individual self-acceptance. Alex Karp goes to war. Alex Karp, CEO of Palantir, has a background different from mine, but we share a connection as alumni of Central High School in Philadelphia. Despite our differences, we sat down for an interview at a Palantir event. The company, known for its AI-powered systems, has contracts with various agencies, including the U.S. government. Karp, dressed casually in a t-shirt and jeans, discussed Palantir's philosophy of putting patriotism first. He moved the company headquarters to Denver in 2020, solidifying its position as the wealthiest corporation in the state. Despite criticism, Karp stands by Palantir's work with government agencies like ICE and the military. He acknowledges challenges but remains committed to upholding the company's values. Karp's unique background and perspective shape his approach to business and life, making him a controversial figure in the tech industry. Lice checks, crafts, and being touched by strangers inside a role-playing ASMR spa. In a role-playing ASMR spa called Tingles Bar in Toronto, participants experience lice checks, crafts, and being touched by strangers. The experience involves inspectors running fingers through hair, drawing lines on heads, and brushing hair with combs, creating tingly sensations. ASMR, triggered by sounds and touch, promotes relaxation and calmness. Tingles Bar offers various role-playing experiences, such as a doctor's visit and a 1940s beauty salon. Participants engage in crafting activities and share childhood memories. The founder, Tammy Lung, aims to provide a nostalgic and soothing experience. ASMR enthusiasts find comfort in sounds like makeup tutorials and inanimate object noises. The spa allows introverts to socialize while reliving simpler times. Despite initial skepticism, participants find the experience bonding and therapeutic, highlighting the human need for connection in today's digital age. Amazon's House of David used over 350 AI shots in season 2. Its creator isn't sorry. In season 2 of Amazon Prime's House of David, showrunner John Irwin used over 350 AI shots due to budget constraints. The scenes depict biblical figure David in battle, resembling Game of Thrones or Dune. Irwin's faith-based production company, The Wonder Project, utilized AI for battle sequences, stone fortresses, and more, totaling between 350 and 400 shots. Despite concerns from Hollywood figures like Guillermo del Toro and Ariana Grande, Irwin sees AI as a cost-effective filmmaking tool. The show, popular among the faith audience, has garnered both praise and criticism, Irwin believes AI is reshaping the industry, allowing for more projects and new job opportunities. While some industry peers remain skeptical, Irwin advocates for embracing AI as a new frontier in filmmaking. Slow Ventures holds a finishing school to help founders learn to be fancy. Slow Ventures recently hosted a 3-hour etiquette finishing school in San Francisco, teaching founders about handshakes, public speaking, and office decorum. The event included a fashion show, caviar and wine lessons, and was held at the Four Seasons in the Financial District. Out of a few hundred applicants, only 50 founders were accepted, mostly males. The idea originated as a joke at Y Combinator's demo day. While YC CEO Gary Tan advised against attending, he later clarified his stance. Slow Ventures general partner, Sam Lesson, emphasized the importance of respect in the tech industry, noting its impact on jobs and environments. One attendee mentioned wanting to be less feral in their approach. Ultimately, the focus remains on building something great and prioritizing user satisfaction over superficial etiquette. YouTube TV is giving customers a $20 credit for Disney Blackout. YouTube TV subscribers who have been without ESPN, ABC, and other Disney networks for over a week will receive a $20 credit towards their next billing statement. The credit was reported by Variety and confirmed by a YouTube spokesperson to TechCrunch. Subscribers are currently receiving instructions via email on how to apply the credit. Disney's channels were removed from YouTube TV on October 31st, but if a deal is reached, they will be restored quickly. The dispute seems to be centered around pricing, with YouTube accusing Disney of raising prices and Disney claiming YouTube is not paying fair rates. This is not the first time the two have clashed, as in 2022, YouTube TV offered a $15 credit to customers after a similar incident involving Disney programming being pulled for a day. Elon Musk uses Grok to imagine the possibility of love. Elon Musk, after Tesla shareholders approved a $1 trillion compensation package, shared videos on his social media platform X. Using Grok Imagine, a tool from his company XAI, Musk posted a video of an animated woman saying, "I will always love you." Another video featured actress Sydney Sweeney saying, "You are so cringe." Users reacted strongly, with one calling it the most divorced post of all time. Author Joyce Carol Oates criticized Musk for not sharing content that reflects appreciation for life's beauty and meaning. Musk responded by calling Oates a liar and mean-spirited. Despite the backlash, Musk continues to engage with his followers on social media. Apple reportedly plans ambitious satellite-powered iPhone features. Apple is reportedly working on expanding satellite-powered features for the iPhone. Currently, the iPhone can already utilize satellite connectivity for texting, emergency calls, and roadside assistance. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reveals that upcoming features include an API for developers to integrate satellite connections into their apps. Apple Maps may soon allow navigation without cellular or Wi-Fi signals. Users could also send photos via messaging and enjoy improved connectivity. The company aims to enhance 5G networks by enabling satellite connections for broader coverage. While basic features would be free, advanced support would require carrier payments. Apple is assisting Globalstar, its satellite partner, in upgrading infrastructure to support these advancements. This initiative could revolutionize iPhone usability in areas with limited traditional network access. TechCrunch Mobility, Elon Musk's threats worked. Welcome back to TechCrunch Mobility, your hub for all things future of transportation. Elon Musk successfully secured his $1 trillion pay package, emphasizing power and control over money. Musk's threats to leave if he didn't gain control of Tesla were effective, as shareholders couldn't fathom the company without him. The package includes milestones tied to operations, adjusted profit, and market capitalization, with each tranche delivering 35.3 million shares to Musk upon goal achievement. Tesla's market cap currently stands at $1.5 trillion, with future goals including 20 million vehicles delivered and 10 million full self-driving subscriptions. In other news, Beta Technologies debuted on the NYSE with a $1 billion raise, while Archer Aviation raised $650 million. Additionally, EV maker Rivian reported third-quarter earnings, and Waymo plans to launch a robo-taxi service in Detroit, Las Vegas, and San Diego. Stay tuned for more updates from the world of transportation. What is Adobe Firefly? Here's how to use this powerful generative AI tool. Adobe Firefly is a powerful generative AI tool that allows users to create images, videos, and more. It combines various models from Adobe, Google, OpenAI, 11labs, and Topaz, making it a one-stop shop for AI creation. The tool is integrated with Adobe's web-based ecosystem, allowing seamless access to features like Photoshop Web and Adobe Express. Firefly operates on a credit-based system, with different models consuming varying amounts of credits. Users can access Firefly through four different plans, each offering a different monthly credit allocation. While most features require credits, exceptions like quick actions and boards do not. Commercial use of Firefly projects depends on the models used, with Adobe's own models deemed safe for commercial purposes. Overall, Firefly offers a wide range of creative possibilities for users.